Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 22nd. South Bruce OPP say a missing 13-year-old girl from Kincardine has been located and is safe. Police requested the public's help in locating the girl who had been reported missing this morning. She has since been found. Police are thanking the community for its help. Despite the snowy weather on Friday, a demonstration was held outside the office of Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers about Bill 23. The More Homes Built Faster Act, which was introduced by the Ford government on October 25th, has been met with concern from some groups. Stephanie Warner, who was one of the organizers for Friday's protest, is also a board member of the Protecting Talisman Lands Association.
Really taking away the people's right to have our democratic say in how land is being decided, and also fighting sprawl. We should be building houses where houses exist and not building houses on farmland and greenland.
Warner also notes part of Bill 23 takes out the ability of third parties to dispute decisions to the Ontario Land Tribunal once approvals have been given. Meanwhile, the Ontario Farmland Trust says on its website developing too closely to agricultural lands can contaminate agricultural soils, making them unusable for farming. Canada's public safety minister is testifying at the Emergencies Act inquiry hearings. Marco Mendicino is facing questions about a suggestion he made earlier this year that police requested the Emergencies Act, a claim later refuted by several police officials. Yesterday, the Public Order Emergency Commission heard from the head of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS, as well as Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair. The Tom Thompson Art Gallery is gearing up to host a talk from a local doctor who survived 63 days alone in the wilderness. Dr. Timojin Tan, who is a doctor with Grey Bruce Health Services, put his survival skills to the test on the History Channel's survival show Alone. The gallery is going to be incorporating art pieces from its current exhibit from Nicholas X. Bent called The Isolation of Wilderness. Aidan Ware, director and chief curator of the Tom Thompson Art Gallery.
Much about, you know, what constitutes nature and how do we interact with nature, on a daily basis.
Meanwhile, Ware says the gallery wanted to host an event with Tan so he could share his experience. The December 3rd talk is already booked to capacity, but they do have a waiting list. Lines are getting longer at Pearson Airport in Toronto as we edge closer to the holiday season. Officials at the airport say they're gearing up for what's expected to be a very busy holiday season for airline travel. They say they've been working on improving service at the airport, tackling long lines, flight delays, and missing baggage. Passengers are being urged to plan ahead for any flights they have coming up by getting to the airport extra early, no less than 2 hours before their domestic flight departs and 3 hours for international travel. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 242 points to 20,220. The Dow Jones is up 397 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.80 U.S. cents, up 44 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $81.21, up $1.17 a barrel. In sports and World Cup soccer, France beat Australia 4-1 this afternoon. Earlier, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina 2-1 in a big upset. Mexico and Poland played to a 0-0 draw, and Denmark and Tunisia also played to a 0-0 draw. Canada plays their first game tomorrow when they face Belgium. In the National Hockey League, two games. The Buffalo Sabres visit the Montreal Canadiens, and the New York Rangers play the LA Kings in the late game. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs are at New Jersey to meet the Devils. The Leafs have points in their last five games. New Jersey is on a 13-game win streak. In the NBA, four games, including Brooklyn at Philadelphia. Tomorrow night, Brooklyn will be in Toronto to meet the Raptors. And the Kiwassa AA Junior Boys Volleyball Championship is being staged at the Walkerton District Community School. The St. Mary's Mustangs and John Diefenbaker Trojans are among the seven teams competing. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.